Columbia 4, HI Mobile, listening.
4, 6, 6.
Good afternoon. The name here is Bruce, like Bruce Willis, and we're located here in Seneca.
Good afternoon, Steve. Name's Rob. I'm over here in Pales in South Carolina. Just listening around a little bit, trying out a new little system here. I've got the remote PX using my laptop to go with my radio. It's been a chore to hook it up. I had to figure out how to do a Raspberry Pi and all that fun stuff. But anyway, how's it sounding there, over?
Here in Salem?
Negative. I'm in Pelzer. Pelzer with a P, South Carolina there, over.
Down here in Seneca, so I'm not picking the repeater up really, really well, but maybe right now I will. I'm on the top of a high hill. But anyway, no, it sounds great. And Pi-Star, yes, I made a couple of them and use them frequently for DMR. Is that what you're going to use them for?
Actually, it's called Remote TX. You hook up a Raspberry Pi, and I guess maybe I could, you know, get into that. I haven't used that before, the DMR or any of the other digital stuff. This just enables me to be able to use my iPhone, iPad, laptop, whatever you got, to be able to get into the repeaters from my radio, which is set up in the shack there. Over.
Repeat that name of that app that uses the Pi-Star and what it's for again.
Here it's called Remote TX, Remote Tango X-Ray, and that would be .net. And it's not really an app, it's more of a browser, and you go to it and you have to go through several procedures. But I actually have my MT-991 USB'd into the Pi. So like I said, I'm all new to this kind of stuff, so I'm trying to figure it out, but so far it seems like it works pretty good. Of course, if you're familiar with the 991, it has the ability to do 2 meters on up through HF there. So looking forward to playing around with it. Just a novelty thing right now, but you never know. It's nice to be able to actually sit with my laptop and get into my radio that's in the shack there. Over.
Been using since 2009 a system called RemoteRig.com. RemoteRig.com. It's two pieces of hardware you buy. One, they're small. They're about the size of a palm of your hand, and you put one at your transceiver body of your radio, where your antennas are. Give it internet, and then you take the control head of, and in my case, a 7100, but it also works with Yaesu and Kenwood remote control head radios, and it's flawless. And I tell you what, I've used it all over the country. I operated 27 states so far from being a remote back to my station, so it's a lot of fun. Over.
I'm just kind of getting into it. I've been off the air for about 10 years or so, even let my license expire, and finally took my tech again, and I was an advanced when I left the hobby, but now I'm a general, because the advanced no longer exists, as I'm sure you know. At any rate, I'm trying to get my old call sign back. I applied for a vanity call sign. It should come in any day. It was available, so that's good. The old call is N4 Zulu Fox Mike. A little easier to say than KQ4SXK there. But I'm kind of familiar with some of the things that you were talking about. Like I said, as a 71, I'm 100, I'm a little bit familiar with it. I know that with the ICOM 7300, there's an app for your iPad now that you can just go directly into it without any other hardware, as far as I understand there.
That's pretty cute. I'm a kind of an Android guy, so that's neat. Hey, listen, I'm parked and it's warm, so very nice meeting you. And please, let's talk more. I would like to talk more. Again, the name's Bruce W4HI.
Bruce, love the call, man. That's very cool. Yeah, let's do. I'm trying to listen on here because there's not a whole lot of activity on 10 meters around Greenville. I was down in Florida, Nashville for a while, and I'm back here now. And I've been listening around. When I heard you, I thought, man, I can't resist to try this thing out. But yeah, get out of the hot car for sure, 73, and I'm sure we'll talk to them and take you for it.
73, talk to you again. W4HI, mobile clear.